Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Ireland welcomes the delegation of Ukraine and thanks it for its presentation of its third national report. We fully recognise the enormous challenges faced by Ukraine since the presentation of its last report. The illegal annexation of the Crimean Peninsula and the armed conflict in eastern Ukraine have been profoundly damaging to the country's human rights situation. Against this difficult backdrop, we commend Ukraine's continued cooperation with international human rights mechanisms and acknowledge the progress made to advance human rights. We are particularly concerned by the reports of conflict-related sexual violence against men and women. The OHCHR's finding that in documented cases it is most often used by parties to the conflict as a method of torture for conflict-related detainees is particularly disturbing. Ireland recommends that Ukraine amend the articles of the Criminal Code dealing with rape and sexual violence in line with international standards and the recommendations of the OHCHR and CEDAW to ensure accountability for conflict-related sexual violence. We congratulate Ukraine on the completion of the National Action Plan for the implementation of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child to 2016 and on the approval of a new plan to 2021. We recall our recommendation made in the second UPR cycle in respect of the Hague Convention on the Protection of Children and cooperation in respect of inter-country adoption. Despite supporting this recommendation, we regret that Ukraine has not yet become a party to the convention. Ireland therefore again recommends that Ukraine take further necessary measures and accede to the Hague Convention. Thank you.